Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of the early Christian church lived in perilous times. It was dangerous, downright dangerous, to be a follower of Christ. His followers were persecuted. They were scattered. Christians were tortured and torn apart by hungry lions while people watched. Christians were even crucified as examples. Don't believe, or you too will be crucified. And yet, they still believed. The epistle of James was written to people who lived in this world environment. They lived in perilous times, and so the epistle of James was written to people whose faith was challenged. The Holy Spirit, through James, urged them to focus on the returning Christ. He said, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord." He's coming. You see, Jesus is coming. And that was great news for their weary ears. That's great news for our weary ears. Jesus would return. And when he did, their troubles, our troubles, would be ended. There would be no more rejection, no more persecution, no more trials, no more hungry lions, no more examples to be made, no more sorrow. James was looking ahead, straight ahead. You might say that he was eschatological. He lived his life in anticipation of the return of his brother Jesus. James knew what had happened. After all, he was there. James is the older half-brother of Jesus and the brother of Jude, who wrote the epistle Jude. James had first rejected Jesus as the Messiah. And he might not have been at the crucifixion, but he knew of Jesus' horrific death. And he might not have been at that empty tomb on that glorious Easter morn, but he knew and he believed in the risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. James saw the risen Lord and believed. And with that, our mind recalls Jesus saying, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Bury the word of God deep into your hearts. James became the key leader in the Jerusalem church. He became one of the pillars of the church, along with Peter and John. And as a leader, he wants the church to know Christ is coming. Of that we can be sure. Throughout the scriptures, we hear this assurance. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." And Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats." As James wrote, he was concerned about the endurance of the people. Will they hold on to their faith? And he encouraged them to keep focused on the coming Lord. And his directions hold true for us today. The Lord is coming. How can we hang on? How can we be ready? In the same way as the audience of James. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ. Being patient means to hold on, to bear up under suffering. It is spiritual patience that does not give up. Rather, it holds on to the promise of Christ. So how can we acquire such patience? It's given to us. It is the fruit of the Spirit granted to us by God through word and sacraments. Therefore, when we gather for worship, that is capital W worship, when we gather for the divine service like we are doing right now, we do our part. God does His part. God gives us His gifts, the forgiveness of sins. And where there is forgiveness, there is life and salvation. And we do our part. We sing. We pray, we give thanks, we confess, and we listen. We listen to the Word of God and we bury it deep into our hearts. You see, knowing that Christ has come for us, that He gave His life as the once for all sacrifice for our sins, we can live by the Spirit. James used the example of a farmer. Like the farmer, we patiently endure. The farmer plants his seed and patiently waits in faith for the crop to come. The farmer waits. He waits until the fullness of time, until the seed germinates and grows. He waits for the rains to come to water the earth. And sometimes he waits while his crops suffer. But he also battles. He battles the pests and the weeds so that the full crop will be his. He does all of that because he awaits the harvest. Just like the seed of the word sculpture that has stood in our narthex and I've placed before our altar today. This sculpture piece, this work of art, has stood in our narthex since 1970. The sculpture was created by Dr. Leonard Shepp in the spring of 1970, and it was given to the congregation in honor of his daughter Deborah's confirmation class. The sculpture was created as a part of his PhD thesis for the University of Iowa. And the sculpture can never be duplicated because the molds were destroyed. It truly is a one-of-a-kind piece of artwork. And the sculpture consists of six blocks with different scenes on each side of the block. The lowest block shows the seed below the soil, and each rising block shows the growth of the plant until it fully flowers. As the sculpture depicts the growth of the plant from a seed, so our faith grows as the seed of the Word is planted deep in our hearts. Bury the Word of God into yourself, and it will grow. Now, this piece of artwork will be reinstalled here at our Redeemer. It was taken down as part of the remodeling. It will be put back up to encourage generations to be patient, to bury the Word of God into their hearts. According to James, believers need to be like the farmer. They need to establish or to set their hearts on the coming of the Lord, that is, looking for it each and every day. This will keep their eyes on the goal of the life of a believer, not to acquire riches for themselves for this life, but to endure and hold on until they see Christ returning. You know, as we face trials in this life, James urges us not to grumble and complain. That accomplishes nothing positive. God's word is quite clear. Do all things without grumbling or questioning. And that includes waiting. It won't be long. Rather than lash out at each other, James encourages us to look to the prophets as an example. They faced all kinds of trials and tribulation, but they persisted, looking for the returning Christ. We will have difficulties. Yes, it is true. We all have challenges and temptation, testing and persecution. We may feel that we are all alone, the only ones having difficulty. But the prophet Elijah proved that we are not alone. 7,000 still believed in his day and had no idolatry. Don't suffer alone. Seek the prayers of your church, your pastor, and others. God heals, just not always as we like, and not always on our time schedule. God is with us so that we can patiently endure, and God will be with us as he was with the prophets. He will keep us strong in the faith as we remain steadfastly fixed upon the return of Christ. Dear friends in Christ, as we see the day approaching, there's so much to do. We'll face trials and temptations. We will be tempted to depart the faith. While we wait, we keep our eyes on Christ. He has done great things for us, and greater things are in store for us. So great are they that words cannot describe them. Keep the faith. Hold on. It won't be long. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.